Chapter 62. The noon sun glinted off the sleek roof of Italy's high-velocity Frecciargento train as it raced northward, cutting a graceful arc across the Tuscan countryside. Despite traveling away from Florence at 174 miles per hour, the Silver Arrow train made almost no noise, its soft, repetitive clicking and gently swaying motion having an almost soothing effect on those who rode it. For Robert Langdon, the last hour had been a blur. Now, aboard the high-speed train, Langdon, Sienna, and Dr. Ferris were seated in one of the Frecciargento's private salottini, a small executive-class berth with four leather seats and a fold-out table. Ferris had rented the entire cabin using his credit card, along with an assortment of sandwiches and mineral water, which Langdon and Sienna had ravenously consumed after cleaning up in the restroom next to their private berth. As the three of them settled in for the two-hour train ride to Venice, Dr. Ferris immediately turned his gaze to the Dante death mask, which sat on the table between them in its Ziploc bag. "We need to figure out precisely where in Venice this mask is leading us." "And quickly," Sienna added, urgency in her voice. "It's probably our only hope of preventing Zobrist's plague."
"Hold on," Langdon said, placing a defensive hand atop the mask. "You promised that once we were safely aboard this train, you would give me some answers about the last few days. So far, all I know is that the WHO recruited me in Cambridge to help decipher Zobrist's version of La Mappa. Other than that, you've told me nothing."
Dr. Ferris shifted uncomfortably and began scratching again at the rash on his face and neck.
"I can see you're frustrated," he said. "I'm sure it's unsettling not to remember what happened, but medically speaking,"
he glanced over at Sienna for confirmation and then continued,
"I strongly recommend you not expend energy trying to recall specifics you can't remember. With amnesia victims, it's best just to let the forgotten past remain forgotten."
"Let it be?" Langdon felt his anger rising. "The hell with that. I need some answers. Your organization brought me to Italy, where I was shot and lost several days of my life. I want to know how it happened."
"Robert," Sienna intervened, speaking softly in a clear attempt to calm him down, "Dr. Ferris is right. It definitely would not be healthy for you to be overwhelmed by a deluge of information all at once. Think about the tiny snippets you do remember. The silver-haired woman, Seek and Find, the writhing bodies from La Mappa. Those images flooded into your mind in a series of jumbled, uncontrollable flashbacks that left you nearly incapacitated. If Dr. Ferris starts recounting the past few days, he will almost certainly dislodge other memories, and your hallucinations could start all over again. Retrograde amnesia is a serious condition. Triggering misplaced memories can be extremely disruptive to the psyche."
The thought had not occurred to Langdon.